The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Meet your new personal stylist, the Amazon Echo Look.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal in New York. And if you're looking for fashion advice, Amazon has just introduced the Echo Look. Now, this is a new version of its artificial intelligence-powered speakers that includes a camera. It's only available via invitation for now, but the goal is to enable consumers to take videos and photos of their outfits and compare them via algorithms. Let's get more details from the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens, patching in from our San Francisco booth. Hey, Laura.
Hey.
So the Echo Look, talk to me about this new device. This is a fun one. Can you walk us through the hardware and the software, the AI tech, and how does it all kind of come together to become the Echo Look? How will consumers use it?
Well, so the main difference here is that it has a camera on it and little LED lights so that it can actually flash and help with the photos. So it has the ability to do video recording as well as take photos. And then beyond that, it's pairing that technology with algorithms. So they've introduced a new function called Style Check where you can actually take side-by-side photos that you take with your Echo Look, compare them, and have the AI algorithms, and then it says also fashion experts judge your look so that you can pick out which outfit to
wear. Wow. So for now, it looks like it's being marketed as something that can, quote, help you look your best. So it's starting off there, but this could potentially be more than just a fashion assistant. And I know Amazon is being quiet about future plans, but potentially, what could this type of tech and this type of device expand into?
Yeah, definitely. So right now, as you said, the advertisement they have for the Echo Look essentially just has kind of, you know, women mostly trying on clothes, spinning around in 360 videos, things right. like that you can do that are kind of fun and cool with this new device. But talking to experts in the field, they see a lot of different uses for this. So obviously, Amazon's really trying to get into the apparel business right now. They're building out their own private labels for clothing, and they're really kind of taking on those department stores like Macy's and in fashion. And so this could be a way for them to kind of build out online fitting rooms potentially, or to use it to broaden their appeal in the apparel market. And then additionally, talking to some analysts, they were saying that this could actually have a lot of different effects for corporations, for companies, that they might want to use it for security type issues, that you could use facial recognition software with this, or even use it for kind of Skype type conference calls, video conference calling. So there's a lot of different things that you could use it for.
Right. What about the privacy concern? Most people who have an Echo, people love it, but a common thing you hear is that you feel like you're being listened to all the time. Video probably takes that to another level. Are privacy issues something that Amazon should be concerned about?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, we all live in this digital age where we have a phone in our pocket, which is something I heard Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos say at a recent conference. You know, he said, we're all walking around with a microphone in our pocket. Do we really think about it that much?
It's so true, yeah.
It's definitely something, if you have a video camera, which, you know, the advertisement was showing it in your bedroom for the most part, that could prompt some concerns. And that's something that I did hear from experts in this space. So the device is always on as far as it's always listening for the wake word, which is Alexa in most cases. And that's how the normal Echo works as well. But Amazon did say that it will only turn on the video recorder or the camera if you command it to. So it just depends. I mean, I guess we'll have to see how comfortable people are with having something like that in their bedroom.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens about Amazon's new device, the Echo Look. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for joining us. So, Laura, the digital assistants craze is obviously alive and well. Is this the natural next step, and does this put Amazon one step ahead of an already competitive game? And how did they manage to inch ahead and get there, if so?
Yeah, well, so it's very interesting. Amazon's had a big head start, in part just because they launched their Echo first. So we now have Google Home on the market, and there's rumors of other type speaker assistants coming out sometime soon from other tech giants. Obviously, Apple has Siri built into every iPhone. So, you know, they're all kind of in this race. Amazon went to market with the Echo back in 2014. That's when they first released it. So they've had a bit of a head start because they've been able to get a lot of those out since then. And then Google Home was only launched last year. So they have a head start in the devices. And then this, you know, it's definitely an interesting step forward. It's unclear exactly when this new product will be released. Right now, it's priced at $200, and you can only get one if you sign up and they happen to send you an invitation. So it's still in the very early stages, and we're not sure exactly when it'll be released, but it is an interesting step forward and could definitely give them an edge.
Yeah, definitely new territory here. Super interesting. Laura, thanks as always for the time.
Thanks.
For more on reporter Laura Stevens' coverage of all things Amazon, check out WSJ.com. Signing off for this tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos from the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal in New York. Thanks for listening.
Follow The Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.